Madam Vice President, good afternoon and good evening. At the outset, I wish to express once again our appreciations to the UPR Working Group, members of the TRIOCA, and member states for their active participation in the third UPR review on Myanmar. In particular, I wish to express our sincere thanks and gratitude to the member states which made constructive statements and objective recommendations during the UPR review. Our profound appreciation also goes to the UPR Secretariat for their continued support and dedicated efforts in preparing the draft report of the Working Group on the Universal Periodic Review on Myanmar. Madam Vice President, the government has taken whole of nation and no one is left behind approaches to effectively address and respond to the prevailing challenges of COVID-19 pandemic. At the same time, the government has given special emphasis on the democratic transition, peace and national reconciliation, prevalence of law and order, promotion and protection of basic human rights, and socio-economic development and welfare of the people in the country. The new government will also step up its efforts to establish a democratic federal union through undertaking practical measures for the sustained development of the country. As a multi-ethnic society, we fully recognize the importance of pluralism and diversity in delivering human rights throughout the country. Therefore, we respect cultural diversity and well-established traditions as a means to foster social cohesion and harmony between and among different communities residing in Myanmar. Over the years, we have been striving to address the prevailing complex challenges with a holistic and comprehensive approach. We have determined to build a people-centered democratic society which respects and abides by the human rights principles. We attach great importance to the UPR process and recognize the need for effective implementation of the accepted recommendations of the current UPR review on Myanmar. Madam Vice President, allow me to make some comments on the report on the third UPR review on Myanmar. We are grateful to the UPR Secretariat and the TRIOCA for their concerted efforts in compiling all 354 recommendations made by 106 member states. Madam Vice President, we are well aware that in line with the Human Rights Council Resolution 5/1, there are two positions on the recommendations, namely support or note, which are later reflected in the report. Out of 354 recommendations, 119 recommendations were enjoy the support of Myanmar, and 46 recommendations were noted. We also have 189 recommendations which will be thoroughly examined by Myanmar and submitted to the UPR Secretariat in due time as an addendum to the final report. Madam Vice President, allow me to give explanation on our positions relating to 46 noted recommendations. We have noticed that some recommendations include two or three different subjects or issues. Therefore, it would be quite difficult for us to separate those recommendations into which part is supported or partially supported and which part is noted. For instance, one member state recommended Myanmar to fully cooperate with International Court of Justice, International Criminal Court, Independent Investigation Mechanism for Myanmar, and special procedure mandate holders, including the Special Reporter on the Situation of Human Rights in Myanmar. In this particular recommendation, Myanmar can cooperate with the International Court of Justice, as we have collaborated with the body and attended the first public hearing in December 2019. However, we cannot cooperate with the International Criminal Court since Myanmar is not yet a party to the Rome Statute. Therefore, I wish to put on record that Myanmar can partially support part of this recommendation, especially on our cooperation with the International Court of Justice. The same applies to similar recommendations where we can partially support our cooperation with the ICJ. Another example is the recommendation made by a member state to accede to the and effectively implement the core international human rights instruments, including ICCPR and its optional protocol, the ICERD, the CAT and optional protocol of CAT, the ICPPED, and the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. We have given due consideration to sign and ratify the core human rights instrument through step-by-step approach. We have even conducted awareness-raising workshops to better understand the core instrument, such as ICCPR and CAT, in cooperation with the relevant UN agencies and think tanks. Much as we would wish to consider them in a positive way, we cannot support those recommendations in entirety due to their complicated nature and link with other issue or issues which we cannot accept at the present moment. Madam Vice President, the government is committed to democratic transition, peace and stability, and sustained development to the benefit of all people in the country. Moreover, the government has given special emphasis on nurturing democratic institutions and democratic practices, introducing good governance and accountability, promoting and protecting the basic human rights, and accelerating the reforms. Madam Vice President, we reiterate our commitment to work closely with the UPR process, which is the best suited mechanism for promotion and protection of human rights in the country. We also appreciate the support rendered by our friendly countries. We wish to seek continued support, understanding, and constructive engagement of the international community in our endeavors towards a democratic federal union, which will be based on the human rights standards and norms. Once again, allow me to express our appreciation and sincere thanks to you, Madam Vice President, and members of the Working Group, and TRIOCA, and the UPR Secretariat for their kind support and cooperation during the third UPR review on Myanmar and for the adoption of the draft report. I thank you, Madam Vice President.